things such as picking him up. So, you know, that would be nice since, you know, you don't want social services coming. I love my show, though. Like, I would never give this up for my kids. Isn't that awful? It's just been a crazy busy day, as it seems to always be lately in my world. As I'm like driving here from the other side of town, of course, I'm on like 1 millisecond, like one hair of gasoline. Like, I'm like, oh, and it's, you know, digital readout deal, no longer the, you know, needle. And I'm like, okay, so now all of the red light indicator has gone away. And I'm like, oh, what's going to happen now? But here we go. I made it. So that's exciting. I should make it to a gas station. I think my car will do it. Let's hope. So it's just been that kind of day, just like constant, just something, like just running around and just like nonstop busy. So it's nice to be here, and it's nice to, you know, let the music soothe the soul. Yeah. Anyways, one of the songs, so my show is very kind of off the cuff today. Just kind of, I'm just playing like my favorites. Hopefully they're yours as well. And on the way here, I was listening to Pavement, and I love the song Shady Lane. This is from their 97 record, Brighten the Corners. And it just evokes so many positive memories back when I first got this record, and it just really blew my mind. Such a good record. Here we go. This is, oh, fun fact too, actually, speaking of Pavement, Stephen Malkmus, of course, is the, lead singer of the band and songwriter. He has, some new stuff out, which I've played not long ago. Good stuff. Really good. Good quality. And, if you've ever watched the show Flaked, which I have, and it's really, really good, do so. But it is Stephen Malkmus who is actually the music coordinator or whatever his job role is, music guy. And the music he plays on Flaked is, or puts together, or whatever he does. I don't think he composes it. It's different bands, but he's a music director. And it's really, really, it really suits the vibe of the show. He does a really good job. And on that note, I'm just talking about like musicians who work for TV, doing that kind of thing. Wayne Kramer from the MC5. If you did not know this, he was the guy in charge of music for the show Eastbound and Down. So if you like baseball, and if you like, you know, Kenny Powers, what's his face? Anyways, the actor's name escapes me. I love him so much. And I always, oh, Danny McBride. I always forget his name. So Wayne Kramer is the guy behind that. So there you go. All you washed up musicians, I don't know, there's something you can do possibly if you get lucky enough. Except, you know, these guys really aren't washed up. Okay, I'm going to just stop talking and we're going to listen to some Pavement here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Blind date with the chancer, we had oysters and dry lancers, and the check when it arrived, we went Dutch, 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 a redder shade of neck on a whiter shade of trash, and this emery board is giving me a rash. I'm flat out, you're so beautiful to look at when you cry. Freeze, don't move, you've been chosen. Sorry, you guys, I hit the wrong button. I'm such a spaz. Caitlin, sorry. Okay, we'll get this working. Maybe I'll just pull it back to about where we last left off. Yeah, sure. Here we go. That seems about right.
Everybody's got the world to collide, but all that we want is a shame. Hi, this is Jeff from Wilco, and you're listening to CITR Vancouver.
101.9 FM in British Columbia. Jeez.
All right, I'm still here. It's like, when you come in like just crazy, out of breath, and not really fully prepared, that's what happens, right? Okay, now I'm just going to fill the air with my voice while I find the next thing I was supposed to have played. Hey, I've got a good one. This is awesome. I think we're going to hear, again, it's just like my favorites. So we're going to hear some How About Some Built to Spill. Can't go wrong with that. Nope, you can't. Let's play something from my most favorite record, which is Built to Spill's. What is my favorite record? Keep It Like a Secret. That is it. Keep It Like a Secret. I'm going to keep it like a secret, my favorite record. So what song shall we hear from this record? I was listening to this morning. It's so, so good. Keep it like a secret. Hold on. I'm so sorry for my, so behind. Okay, what songs do we want to hear? Every single song on this record is so good. And Built to Spill is coming back on tour again. Isn't that fun? So I think we're going to hear the song, I always play Carry the Zero, Center of the Universe. I think we'll listen to Time Trap. That sounds good. Time Trap. Okay, let's do this again. Here we go. So this is Built to Spill from their 1999 record, Keep It Like a Secret, which was released on what label was I should know this. Let's take a look here. I should know this label. Well, Doug March is the songwriter. And here we go. I forget the label offhand. Were they on Sub Pop? I feel like they were. Okay, but here we go. This is Built to Spill on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The ideas in your bones. McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties represent the champions.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there, of course, is Wesley Willis. Who doesn't love that guy? Well, unfortunately, he's gone, but you can still love him. But yeah, he died, I don't know, maybe 12 years ago. Let me look this up so I know for a fact. Wesley Willis. Now, if you don't know his story, he's... So he died in 03. So yeah, just over 15 years ago now. He was a visual artist, but also a songwriter, obviously. He has also been diagnosed with schizophrenia, which is very interesting. I would also guess, in my own opinion, that he is on the spectrum. So autism. But that's just, I don't know him. I mean, I've done post-grad work and with autism, but he had like this bump on his head that always concerned me, where he would bang his head. So, you know, he had a very, very challenging upbringing, meaning like from what I remember reading about him, like just horrible, like probably the worst type of upbringing you can imagine. Like totally, I believe like he was sent to different foster homes, you know, parents, violence, etc. Just horrible. So he had that, but my suggestion that he might have been on the autism spectrum was because he was a really good illustrator, so a really good artist, and that is something that a lot of people with autism have, and that is they're visual learners, and that's really interesting. So anyways, he was born in 63, tragically died in 03. Now how did he die? Let me look this up. Let's take a look here. Okay, he died due to complications, how sad, from cancer, so leukemia. And yeah, we heard the song Rock and Roll McDonald's. Great song. Yeah. All right. That's Wesley Willis. Now, before that, we heard something from an offshoot of the band Shimmering Stars. They are Canadian from the West Coast. I want to say Vancouver, possibly the island, but and they're called Suffer Fools. That's the name of the band. We heard the song Ocean of Grief, and that would be a single. So just, you can find it online. Yeah. And then, of course, in there before that was Built to Spill from the record Keep It Like a Secret, we heard Time Trap. The time is 7:07, and I only have maybe 20 or so minutes before I have to dash right back out and pick my kid up way on the other side of town. Way. And on my way here, of course, I hit every single possible red light. Every possible red light. Yeah, and then I think I was telling you about how I pretty much have, like, no gas. That's always fun. But, okay, whatever. I'm going to leave us. Not leave us. I'm not leaving yet. But what do I have next? I've got a little bit of... I've got a little T-Rex here. Yeah, I haven't listened to T-Rex in ages. I used to listen to T-Rex, like, religiously, like, all the time. It was my marking music because I'm a teacher. And I would grade my papers and whatnot always with a few things. So T-Rex was one of them. But also the Stones, Greatest Hits. I would just listen to that constantly. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, I'm just thinking what else I like to listen to. But that's so kind of like I associate it with school. I don't know. But here we go. Let's listen to some T-Rex here. Mark Bolan, of course, the lead singer who has, you know, he died at a very young age. I want to say 28. I saw some documentary on Mark Bolan. Or maybe it was on T-Rex, doesn't matter. And it was really kind of crazy how the excesses really started to blow him up on every level, like his body. Like, I mean, he was just bloated and just a mess and serious alcoholic. Yeah. But anyways, let's listen to Life's a Gas, because it really is, I guess. This is from their 1971, just fabulous sort of famous release, Electric Warrior, with possibly the most iconic rock cover album art ever in the history of the genre. Yes. All right. Here we go. This is T-Rex on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, and my name is Anita B. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. By the way, I should tell you that. And I will be back in 2 weeks from now. My show runs 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. That's the deal. But today I'm going to have to jet a little early. All right.
I could have loved you good like a planet. I could have changed your heart to a star. But it really doesn't matter at all. No, it really doesn't matter. Life's a gas. I could have built a house on the ocean. I could have placed our love in the sky. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter. Life's a gas. I could have turned you into a priestess. I could have burned your feet in the sand. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter. Life's a gas. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a gas. I hope it's gonna last. I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was out. I was dancing when I was out. I danced myself right out the womb. Myself right out the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself right out the womb. I was dancing when I was 8. I was dancing when I was 8. Strength to dance so late. Is it strength to dance so late? Strange to dance so soon. I dance myself into the tune. Is it too wrong to understand the fear that dwells inside a man? What's it like to be alone? Myself out of the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself into the tune. And then again once more I dance myself out of the womb. I dance myself out of. Myself out of the womb. Oh,
see here, God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Everybody. Listen to Radio Pizza Party with Tristan and Jack.
Hear two grown men talk about the movie Chud and the quirks of the human condition with guests, segments, and music.
It's completely professional and serious. We're just bad at what we do.
Be a lot better if you knew anything about running the boards.
Well, Jack, maybe if you're a little more patient, I could actually learn and not feel like I have to be the maestro of the boards every damn time.
We've been doing this for a year. Listen to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, Friday nights from 6 to 7:30.
10,000 hours, Jack? 10,000 hours!
Last time I checked, there's more than 10,000 hours in a year, Tristan. You don't have a job.
It's still the same, so just don't stop.
Listening to CITR 101.9.
broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, kids, that's about all I got tonight. That right there was the Murder City Devils out of Seattle. They're actually back together. Back in like the late 90s, they were like all the rage. And I had friends in like this band called the Black Halos. There's people called the Black Market Babies and blah, blah, blah. And then they were friends with the Murder City Devils. And I just remember like they played a lot of shows, especially at the Brickyard. And that was pretty crazy. Those shows were out of control. If you've never seen the Murder City Devils, actually, if you could just transport me back to like 1998 to Murder City Devils show, that would be awesome. Yeah, so perfect. That was 18 Wheels off their record, Empty Bottles, Broken Hearts. I think that's a Sub Pop release. Let me just double check. I don't have the time. Okay. Before that, we heard something from the killer local band Slow Learners, who are pretty much on a hiatus. John Johnston is the lead singer, and he's in different bands, including Brutal Poodle. The song we heard was When I Was Fun from their 2014 release, Grow On You, Weird a couple in there from T-Rex, Cosmic Dancer, and Life's a Gas from their 71 release, Electric Warrior. And I'm going to leave us with the Muffs. This is a classic, Sad Tomorrow. It always makes me feel sad. From their record from the 90s, Blonder and Blonder. There you go. The time is 7:27, and McConan is going to be on air soon, so 8 o'clock. So stay tuned for him. There will be some music in between that I'm not playing. And catch me later. So 2 more weeks. I should be back, hopefully on time, 6:30. And depending on the baseball schedule of my kid and whatever, I may or may not be here till 8. But it's all temporary, right? Okay, so keep listening to CITR. And here we go. We've got Kim Shattuck and Company, 3-piece band from SoCal. Oops, let's make sure that's off. Let's kill that. Yeah, and I've seen the Muffs. I saw the Muffs, I want to say like a couple years ago, maybe. Really good show. She looks amazing considering she's a fair amount older than me. Yeah, I'm no spring chicken. And what else? I don't know what I can tell you. Just let's enjoy and keep on rocking. This is the Muffs on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.